This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. I'm so excited. It's time to put those peppers and tomatoes in the ground. Now, the ground temp should be about 60 degrees for tomatoes, 70 degrees for peppers. They do like it hot, so check that. This year, I've had no luck on seed starting, so I'll be planting transplants. I'm going to try umamen and stupis, kind of a funny name. When planting, be sure to sink that tomato plant deep. They'll root from anywhere on the stem. Also, as my friend, the tomato man, Tom McCusick, says, they're heavy feeders. I have the video we made years ago on GardenBite.com. Tom puts a fish head in the bottom of the hole, then places the tomato plant, anchors it with soil, and adds more amendments, including worm castings and bone meal. If you're not into that, add a fertilizer. Also, very important, place a barrier around the stem at soil level to deter cutworms. I have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com. Stake or cage your tomato plants. They'll get better air circulation, have fewer pest problems, and it also helps allow the fruit to totally ripen. You can use old nylons to tie the stem to the stake if necessary and prune the weak side stems. You're growing the plant up, not out. Place the cage right away or you'll wish you did. I'll also be planting peppers. I have two varieties so far. Find out on my website and find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. And please, if you like my content, let me know. Back by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.